Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. Me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. It's Wednesday, 1-2-5-2013, 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. San Diego and Los Angeles. Finally, you know, where I've been commuting, you guys know, pretty much for the last couple of years. It's been so busy, wasn't expecting it, but, hey, you've got to go where you're called. And I've been here on the West Coast, but, you know, between L.A., San Diego, in Atlanta, in San Diego right now, before I head back up to L.A., and then to Atlanta, and then to Maryland, so you know how that goes. But it is finally warming up, thank God. It was just cold for the last couple of weeks, unusually cold. I was out running, and I couldn't even do my second lap. I was so cold, so that's very, very unusual. So it is finally warming up, very, very nice Southern California day today. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE. BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. Get on over there and subscribe as a free member. At Kalithia, follow me on Twitter. Tweet me. You know, I love to chat. You know, I'm a social media fanatic. It's probably the best place where you can catch me. I see a lot of you guys following me and tweeting me, and we're just conversating, you know, and I'm just, you know, absolutely honored that you guys are following me and tuning in and enjoying the show. Inauguration Day, took place on Monday. It was just, you know, congrats to President Barack, Vice President Biden. Just a beautiful history-making ceremony. Two Bibles, you know, accept the oath, Martin Luther King Bible, Lincoln Bible, you know, Obama, you know. The Obamas come, they always come with a unique twist, you know. I love it, you know. On MLK Day, you know, first black president, it was just a big wow moment, you know, and all I can say is just it was spoken. Really, really enjoyed best part, you know, a lot of conversations going on in social media as far as, you know, being asked what was the best part of the whole inauguration. I really, well, there was two. When I saw them as a family during the parade, and they were just so real and just so enjoying each other, and the two girls just taking pictures and peace signing it up and taking pictures of their parents. I love that. And then secondly, I love the dance. You really saw the love between the president and the first lady. And by the way, her dress was just absolutely beautiful, the gown that Jason Wu specifically designed for her. So those were my two favorite moments of the ceremony overall. Also, another highlight that's going viral was Alicia Keys' dress. Oh my gosh, yes, she was rocking it. Stunning backless dress by Michael Kors. The gown was just so beautiful. I'm sure he's just going to be getting a lot of orders on that. But both of the ladies just absolutely look beautiful. And once again, just a great ceremony. And congrats to Barack and Biden, just looking for the great things to come, as they are with BGE Radio. As you guys know, we are growing rapidly, you know, and right now I'm just going to speak on the radio piece. We have a lot of great, great shows, new things coming to BGE, you know, just kind of want to highlight a few of the guests that will be joining us for the month of February. And March, particularly a few, and then a couple of shows. You guys know the Jiggy Jaguar show has joined the BGE family. Awesome, awesome show that teaches you a lot about marketing and branding. I'm also going to have another show kicking off February 6th, Socially Yours, with my favorite social media working diva, Queen Jamil Wilborn. She's joining the BGE family also. Our first show will kick off February 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern. As you guys know, all of our times are on Eastern, even though we're based in Atlanta. You know, we're all over, but I just keep it simple, stupid, you know. And Eastern Standard Time, you guys can do the calculations from there, because if I start trying to go through these time zones, you don't want me doing that, because you'll probably be on Africa time. But Jay will be joining us on February 6th, 5 p.m., actually right after a very awesome show with working diva Karen Vaughn. She will be joining me on the air to speak on her new album, Carpa Dima. And I'm telling you, the album is just hot. She's, like, right now in L.A. shooting other videos. She's getting prepped for a reality show. I'm actually looking forward to meeting her on February 20th at the Executive Prep Financial Literacy School that's opening up in South Central. Elite of Hollywood's going to be there. Of course, I'm going to be there, BGE. Congrats to Omar McGee. As you guys know, Atlanta. They're working on bringing an extension of the school to Atlanta and also Oakland to hit up a lot of inner city schools to provide this resource, where kids are not, our youths are not just learning about, general education, but teaching them about money, and that's what it's all about. You know, we start now, we won't have the situation like we had, 4 or 5 years ago, So I think it's absolutely just, an honor that Omar is being the trailblazer in this. And like I said, Working Diva Karen Vaughn will be joining me February 6th to speak on her new album and all the great things that's going on with her. Jay will be with me. Socially Yours will be with us here on BGE. And like I said, she'll be educating each of you on how to effectively monetize your social media to market and brand yourself, which is very, very key in business. In the business world overall today, and just staying relevant. February the 11th, I have Ebony's 2012 Power 100. 15-year-old civil rights activist Mary Pat Hector is going to be joining me. And then March 11th, like we have many, many shows in between this. These are just a few that's just really, really I want to highlight. Get ready. Because I have the retired NCAA champion and NBA champion, now businessman, producer, screenwriter, innovator, philanthropist, and author. Okay, this guy, as competitive as he was on the court and in the league, he's competitive in the business world. That's Derek Anderson. He's going to be joining me also March 11th to speak on his latest book release, and that's Stanima. So just a lot of great things going on with Derek, and it's just an honor for him to join me and speak on that. And then for you basketball fans, I kind of had to throw that in because, March is March Madness month, and I love, I'm a basketball lover, and, March Madness, I'm always playing the brackets. So we're going to get some tips from the champion and see what's going down with Derek and, see some predictions from him. So I thought that would be a little fun. So DerekAndersonWorks.com, if you guys want more information, very, very passionate and caring man that really, really just wants to make a difference and is making a difference. So you guys be sure to check him out and pick up his book. Like I said, he'll be joining me March 11th, 3 p.m. here on BGE Radio. So you guys know I'm going to get to my guest. My guest today, as you all know, domestic violence, it just continues to plague our communities. Many of us have or are victims of this because it's so common than any other social issue. And that's why I, when a very dear, dear friend who actually works with the organization, and this is my friend of over 20 years, when she reached out to me, not just because it was her that told me about this, and I believe in so much with you. Hey, Nika! I definitely wanted to highlight this organization, because after doing my due diligence on it, the founder is just absolutely doing some amazing things, throughout the Washington, D.C. area, our capital. And so we just want to welcome L.Y. Marlowe to BGE, Bill Grown and Joy. Thank you for joining us, L.Y., from, our capital, Washington, D.C. How is the weather out there?
Well, thank you for having me. And actually, the weather looks very deceptive because it's sunny and bright, but it's freezing. I think this morning the lowest temperature was like 13 degrees. So we are feeling the moment here.
Right. I know. You know, Nika's a Cali girl, you know, and she's like, ah, but I'm sure she's used to it. But, you know, you have an awesome, awesome organization, Saving Promise. Oh, how did you guys enjoy the inauguration? I mean, there was a lot of things going on out there. What did you guys do for the inauguration?
Well, I decided to stay home and enjoy it because I like to be front and center. And I knew the crowds would not allow me to be that there. But I do have family and friends that did participate in person, and I hear it was just awesome, as I saw on television. And it's just a, you know, it was just a momentous moment for not only this area, D.C. metropolitan area, but for America. I think we are all at a place where we just want to thrive and move forward, and we're hoping that this next round in this administration is going to help us get there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Also, as it is with your organization, Saving Promise, you guys are doing some absolutely wonderful things, like I said, for an issue that so many of us I have been through, been there, done that, got T-shirts, you feel what I'm saying? And you are just really, really making that difference throughout the community with the testimony of yourself. So first, let's hear who L.Y. is, and then let us know about Saving Promise.
Well, L.Y. Marlowe, oftentimes I ask myself that question because, you know, Kalithia, when I think back on my story and my family story and what inspired Saving Promise, I have to remember about the four generations of mothers and daughters in my family that suffered and survived over 60 years of domestic violence and abuse. And, in fact, I would author a book called Color Me Butterfly, which tells the story of my grandmother, my mother, myself, and my daughter, and the horrific, horrific abuse we each suffered at the hands of domestic violence. But it would be the story of my daughter's little girl named Promise, when my daughter was 22 years old, was involved in a very abusive relationship where this person not only tried to kill her once, but twice. And the second time, he would strangle her while their baby girl named Promise, 6 months old at the time, lay on the bed beside her. So it would be that story that would incite me and would fuel me with an energy and any conviction to change the face of this issue, because I understood that even though, fortunately, my daughter survived that strangulation and Promise survived unharmed as well, Promise's story is America's story. And my family's legacy is the legacy of so many families and so many young women and children and men that are suffering in silence.
Mm-hmm. And abuse cannot just be physical. I mean, it's emotionally, spiritually, sexually, psychologically. There's so many different types of abuse that falls under, you know, this whole domestic violence issue. But your organization seems as though that it really focused on, you know, the worst of it, which is that, you know, intimate partner and sexual abuse. So let us know how, you know, Saving Promise or is really, really making a difference in the things that you guys are doing to create that awareness.
Well, Saving Promise is launching a national call to action. And our focus and our model is on prevention, education, and awareness to really create a level of understanding around this issue and change the national conversation, because unfortunately this is an issue that people don't like to talk about because of the silence and the shame and the stigma that's associated with it. And so our entire vision is to launch a national call to action to get America to make a promise for change. And so starting this year in 2013, we are asking America to become a friend of promise. And by becoming a friend of promise, effectively they are making the pledge that they believe that domestic violence is a national crisis. We plan to take this campaign to the our communities and as high as the White House to show America that we all care about this. And some of the initiatives that we have planned coming in 2013 is to really target those demographics that are at the highest risk, which is young people. Young people ages as young as 14 to 16 to 24 and 25-year-olds are the highest rate. And so we really want to partner, for example, with high schools and colleges and universities. We want to partner with the workplace, with our healthcare communities to join forces with us in the promise for change and making sure that everyone understands how urgent and how serious this issue is.
Absolutely. And what a great strategy you guys are taking, you know, getting them where they're young, that's where it starts, you know, the foundation. And on your site, savingpromise.org, you have a lot of great know the facts make a difference of, you know, some of this, you know, you dropped one of the facts with the age group, but you have some great, great facts on there. Domestic violence being the leader, cause of injury of women 15 to 44, more than 3 women are murdered. I didn't even know that.
And you know what's interesting about that, Khalifia, is that many people don't realize that 3 women every single day. And I want to emphasize that although I express the concern around women being murdered, men likewise are more and more becoming a victim of this issue as well. But
absolutely,
the reason why we don't hear about it as often is because it's only sensationalized when it becomes a national tragedy or is connected to a celebrity, just like the story of the Kansas City Chief linebacker, Jovan Belcher,
right,
who killed his girlfriend, Perkins, and
right,
shot her 10 times. And that became a national story. Every news outlet, every community, and probably in everybody's living room was talking about it. But it doesn't have to be so. It does not have to be that we only talk about this issue when there is a Jovan and who kills his girlfriend. And so I just think that the reason for our national call to action is to raise that national conversation about this issue, not in the midst of tragedy, but in the midst of wanting to get ahead of the problem and prevent it before it happens.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's a question even you have on your site, why Saving Promise and why now? So can you let everyone know why now and why Saving Promise?
Why Saving Promise, why now? And I think the why Saving Promise is because I believe, and not because this organization was founded by myself and is inspired by my own family's legacy and story, but because domestic violence has become a national crisis, and it continues to get worse. Unfortunately, much of what exists in terms of helping victims and their families is more of a reactive model, where we build more shelters and prisons and counseling groups and legislation to address it after it happens. Why now? Because Saving Promise is putting forward a vision to prevent it from happening in the first place. Now, clearly, that's a lofty goal. I don't think there's any mission out there that can guarantee we're going to prevent every victim from ever being victimized. But what I can say is that we're going to make a huge difference in the number that currently exists today, because I believe that with our strategy and our model, if we were to begin to create prevention and education and awareness, partner with our schools, and not just at the high school level, I want to get down to the grade school level, you know,
right,
and talk to kids at age-appropriate levels to talk about issues like bullying and things that they're seeing that's going on in their home, because that is the legacy that ultimately in that young child grows up into that young woman or that young man and ultimately become a promise. And so I say, why Saving Promise, why now? Because we as a country and we as a society and community can no longer stand by in silence and ignore one of the most serious social and family issues of our time?
Live, thrive, be free. It is 12:20 p.m. here on the West Coast, 3:20 p.m. on the East Coast. I am on air with L.Y. Marlowe, founder of Saving Promise, award-winning author and former corporate exec who brings a new voice and a new vision to this movement of what needs to be changed and is plaguing in our community, domestic violence. L.Y., let them know how they can follow you, how they can get more information on your org. Can you please let the listeners know?
I would love for those that are listening today to make their own promise for change. And they can do that by joining us, by simply going to our website at savingpromise.org. Just Google us, Saving Promise, and signing our pledge, because we're trying to get as many people as possible that we could show America that not only Saving Promise cares about this issue, but America cares about this issue. So I implore you to visit us at savingpromise.org, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and more importantly, become a friend of Little Promise. Promise is now 5 years old, and we are trying to get America to become her friend, to show her that they care about her, because her story is America's story. So please follow us and visit savingpromise.org and sign our Friends of Promise pledge.
And since you are a leading activist and advocate in this area, and I can tell you in Atlanta, you know, two big areas in Atlanta that needs awareness is, one, this domestic violence, and two, HIV and AIDS. I'm really hitting Atlanta really, really bad, and we are coming 2014 with actually two signature events to create awareness in this area. But I see something that you have posted, and this is for, you know, all the young ladies or older ladies or whoever, men, whatever, you know, this is something I want them to hear from you, L.Y., you know. What are some of the, what is a healthy relationship? You know, I know they can go on the site and get details, but you have some chart on your site that kind of drew my eyes. But one, two, three, you have about six areas on what should consist of a healthy relationship. Can you share that with us?
Sure. What I would speak to in terms of on top of what is found at our website, and I would encourage people to visit the website to learn about those six areas. But in summary, what it suggests is that a healthy relationship is when you love and you honor and you respect each other. It does not mean controlling and having power over someone else's life, and it does not mean exerting a level of abuse and just discouraging folk from being healthy and living healthy. Health and wellness is one of the most critical areas that I think that we need to embrace as men and women and children and families to make sure that people protect our minds, our bodies, our hearts, and our souls. And I think that is whenever you're in a relationship and it doesn't feel right and it doesn't look right and it makes you feel something that is outside of what you believe is appropriate and that is best for you, then don't stay in that relationship. And this is something that I tell my daughter, who's now 28 years old. She was 22 when she lay on that bed strangled. I tell her often to always, always honor and love herself first, because if she honor and love who she is first, she's going to teach people how to treat her. And I encourage people to always do that, to do what we say in terms of our organization's theme, to live, thrive, and be free of anything that doesn't feel good to your mind, your body, your heart, and your soul.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with your book, Color Me Butterfly, they can get behind this story. Let everyone know how they can purchase your book.
Color Me Butterfly is available at all bookstores and is also available online at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. And I encourage people not to sell books to buy this story or to buy this book, but to understand the courage and the strength behind the women in my family, because I'm sure that there is a story in my story that people can relate to. And so I encourage people to check out Color Me Butterfly. I always get invited all around the country to different book clubs, and I'm excited when a book club select Color Me Butterfly, because I know that that book club had not just read the book. They are now informed about an issue that they care about as well.
And how does one get involved with Saving Promise?
The first step is becoming a friend of Promise. So by visiting savingpromise.org, immediately you'll be presented with an opportunity to become a friend of Promise by simply signing our pledge. And the moment that you become a friend of Promise, we will continue to keep you informed of all the work that we're doing, and we'll, as we go forward, begin to engage the community in ways that they can get involved in their own communities to make a promise for change.
Absolutely. And Saving Promise is a 501c corporation, correct?
Yes, it is. It's a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay. And ways to give, how does one give?
One can give simply by, again, visiting our website and donating. We certainly can use the funds. We are trying to raise money to launch this national call to action. As I mentioned, we're looking to launch an education model, an employer model, where we want to work with the workplace and employers to help educate their employees. There are 58% of our society spend the bulk of their time in the workplace. What better place than to educate people? So we want to launch a employer model, and we also want to launch a healthcare model. Again, a place where people can get the help right in the privacy of their doctor's office. And so I encourage people, if you believe in our vision and you want to be part of Saving Promise and you want to help, the best way to give is to visit our website at savingpromise.org and donate. No amount is too small. $1, $5, $10 goes a long way when people come together to help move this effort forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you guys have a lot of events that you have around the community. What are some of the upcoming events for 2013 that, you know, for those that, you know, are in the D.C. area, my D.C. listeners, or those that may come to the D.C. area, what are some upcoming things that Saving Promise is going to be doing throughout the community where you're located?
Well, we are just beginning to plan starting early 2013, probably beginning around the spring into the fall months, to launch a pilot of I Promise. And the pilot of I Promise will allow individuals in the community, groups and other organizations to partner with us to raise awareness and to make a promise for change in their own communities. And so more is to follow about that. We're going to be, as we begin to launch I Promise in the D.C. metropolitan area, first as a pilot, and we're going to evolve it to a national level. More will be following soon on our website on how communities can get involved, or even an individual who might want to, for example, you know, we have people who oftentimes approach us and they want to host their own event. It goes a long way when a group of people come together, maybe one person, and have a 5 or 10 people come together and talk about this issue and make their promise for change. So we are looking to launch that I Promise campaign coming this year to start hopefully toward the spring of 2013, with the plan to launch more of a pilot and evolve to a national beginning fall 2013.
Mhm, mhm. Just awesome. Well, let everyone know how they can say the website one more time, and your Twitter information, and then if there's, I want you to just, I'm going to open just up for you to you just speak. You know, I kind of just went through, you know, the website to highlight, you know, background on Saving Promise. But now I kind of want to open it up because I know there's so much you have to share to, you know, additional information that you'd like to share to the listening audience.
Well, again, I would say the first way that someone can help the organization is to become a Friend of Promise, and I would implore you to visit savingpromise.org or Google Saving Promise. First, sign our pledge to become a Friend of Promise so that you can not only be connected to us, but your voice will now be one of many that we want to be able to be heard, that we're taking to other communities and hopefully as far as to the White House. The second step is to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are constantly staying connected to what's going on in this space, in the realm of this issue of domestic violence as it becomes and continues to be a national crisis. So I encourage people to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you could search the Facebook Saving Promise on Facebook or Twitter, hashtag Saving Promise, and follow us. And then finally, one of the biggest ways that one could help is to give to the organization. We really need the community support in terms of donations to help us launch this national call to action. I outlined three initiatives that we're looking to launch in the education community, with employers in the workplace and the healthcare communities. That's just the start. Those are the three areas that we're going to start with, but evolve that into other demographics as well. For example, we're looking to partner eventually with the faith-based community. I think that the faith-based community has an extraordinary opportunity to be on the front lines of this issue.
Right.
The church is the place when anything must change in our communities. The faith-based community has the power to lead the way. So
right.
I am personally calling out to the faith-based community, clergy down to members, to connect with Saving Promise and find out how your faith-based organization can become connected to Saving Promise and the I Promise campaign. My goal and my hope is that someday we will be able to mobilize churches all around the country to get behind us in this issue. And so I implore the faith-based community to reach out to Saving Promise, personally connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, or contact us by email at lymarlow@savingpromise.org. Mm-hmm. I personally would like to hear from folk in the faith-based community to be part of the efforts that we're moving forward with. And then finally, I would implore again, the first step is to become a Friend of Promise, to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, to sign our national pledge, and to make a donation. I think one of the biggest challenge of what we're trying to do is getting the funding to move this effort forward, and I would encourage people to give to the organization.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm on the air with L.Y. Marlow, Saving Promise, founder of Saving Promise, live from D.C., our capital, speaking on domestic violence, plague in our community. At Kalithia, follow me on Twitter, at Saving Promise, savingpromise.org. Donate. You can donate your time, become a part of the movement, get on over there and, support this cause that's making a difference throughout our community. Now, you say you travel a lot, L.Y. How often do you come to Atlanta?
Well, I feel like Atlanta is my second home. I get there so often. In fact, Kalithia, I was there not long ago, but prior to the last time, a number of organizations had gotten together in Atlanta to host a symposium for Saving Promise because they were trying to mobilize other groups and community members to come together to be part of Saving Promise in our efforts. And much of the work that we've done, we did a national tour a few years back, and we went all around the country to major cities. Atlanta was one of the first stops that we made and spent a weekend there in Atlanta creating awareness and partnering with the community around this issue. So Atlanta, I am always there. I feel like this is my second home because I get so many requests. I've been there to participate in book club events, to symposiums, to serving in national conferences as a keynote speaker.
Awesome, well, 'cause I asked that because I'm getting a lot of IMs and tweets and, you know, Dust Saving Promise come to Atlanta, you know, so they're listening. And like I said, I it doesn't surprise me. I mean, the calls that I get, things that go down, you know, in these relationships or as I'm mentoring, you know, these young adults or just people overall or ministering to them, it's just so needed in the community. And there really isn't a big awareness of it. So I ask that because I may have to have you come to my event that I'm planning there. For because October is Domestic Violence Month. I know you guys have a lot going on in D.C., but I definitely would want to welcome you guys to what I have going on with BGEU and your board of directors with Trinica to come and join us in the city and create this awareness and helping us create the awareness.
That would be wonderful, Kalithia, because it's platforms like yours where you have access to a wider audience. That likewise we want to be able to partner with, because what if there were, you know, other BGE opportunities and platforms that would partner with Saving Promise? And even if, for example, you were to host the I Promise Day on the air where people can go and be making their promise for change while, you know, I participate in an appearance on air with you. It's
all
the
right.
Small things that we can do that's going to make such a big difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely need to talk more on it. Well, it's 12:37 behind the hour of 12 o'clock and 3:37 Atlanta. And I have LY, Marlo Saving Promise, Live, Thrive, Be Free, Domestic Violence, taking our community. But this is about to change. Trailblazer, making the difference. Just friends of Promise. That's what you say, right, L.Y.?
That's correct, yes. Yeah,
right.
Friends of Little Promise. And I can't, incite that anymore, how important that is to become a friend of Promise.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share before we conclude the show today? I know we're closing out a little early, but, you know, we pretty much covered everything. So, like I said, I want to kind of open it up, you know, whatever you want to share, and just, you know, let the listeners hear, because they're listening. As we conclude the show, we have about 20 more minutes. You can knock it to 10 if you want, but I just kind of want to open it up and let you just share all your expertise. You know, I'm sure something you say will encourage the many that need it.
Well, the first thing that I'd like to share is that you asked a question about the six steps that someone can take to ensure that they're in a healthy relationship. I always encourage people to, particularly those, and I want to speak right now personally to victims of domestic violence, whether or not you're a young woman or a young man or a husband or a wife or a friend of a friend that knows somebody, that you have the power to change your life. I think that when I think about my grandmother's story and my mother's story and then later my story and my daughter's story, I would have never thought, coming from four generations, that I would find the courage first to break the silence in my family to say no more. No more are we going to allow this to happen. At least I am no longer going to be silenced. And I think one of the reasons why we don't speak up is because oftentimes we're ashamed and we're embarrassed. And we don't want to talk about it because we do not want to be judged. But I would implore you that the first step is to talk to somebody about what's going on. There's so many resources that are available out there that can help you. Oftentimes the question that I am asked is, what can victims do? The first thing that I encourage them to do is to seek help. There's the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. You can reach out to the Domestic Violence Hotline, and you can have a confidential discussion and private conversation about what's going on, and also get help. One thing that I often encourage people to do is to plan an escape route, because it is one of the most sensitive times that someone is in danger, and a higher risk is when they try to leave. I was reading, for example, the story of Javon Belcher, the Kansas City Chief linebacker, who killed his girlfriend. I was reading different bits and pieces. You can't always believe what you hear in the media, but one thing that struck me was that clearly that relationship was very was in trouble before that incident happened. And oftentimes, we as family and friends see something is not right, and we just ignore it, or we don't talk about it, or we don't speak up about it. And unfortunately, that incident led in life of two young people. I think that Javon Belcher was only, I believe, 26, and his girlfriend was 25, and they left behind a beautiful little baby girl. And I know that someone had to see. And as I began to learn more about the story, I would discover that a lot of people later, you know, did come forward and talk about the turmoil that was happening in that relationship. It doesn't have to be that way. We don't have to wait until it's too late. So whether you're a victim, a bystander, if your mother, your sister, your friend, your girlfriend, your brother, your uncle, whomever it is, I would encourage you to talk to them in a way that you're not being judgmental, but in a way that's very helpful. And that victim ought to connect with resources like the Domestic Violence Hotline, plan an escape route, and make sure that you don't put yourself in greater danger by trying to exit the relationship and put yourself in greater harm's way. And think about your life and what's best for you. I am one that believe in themes like live, thrive, be free. That's Saving Promises theme for our organization, because I believe that if you empower someone and give them hope, that they can change their lives. And so I really encourage people to oftentimes think about changing your thinking, and you can change your life as well. And you deserve better, and you deserve to be treated with respect and with love, and to make sure that at any given time, whenever it doesn't feel like you're living with harmony in your mind and your body and your heart, and something is wrong, don't second-guess yourself like my daughter did, who ultimately ended up on that bed strangled. Thank God she survived that strangulation, thanks to Promise, who screamed, and she would fight for her life and to save both her and Promise's life. But you don't have to be that young woman or that young man that's laying there when it's too late.
Right. Yeah, it can be very provoking, too. Woo, it can be very provoking. It's just best to get out and, you know, live free. And it's, you know, it's real sad. You know, I'm sitting here as you're speaking, and the safety planning, it's just really sad. As I'm reading this, I'm like, oh, my God, to go to this extent, it is really horrible. Just really have to put a plan in place to make sure you can safely get out. I mean, sometimes you have to do that when, you know, you are with a controlling or possessive type of partner. You know, I just thank you for those words of wisdom. You know, I'm sure that, you know, the many that are listening can relate to this. We all can. And definitely just a pleasure to have you on air with me here today. And thank you, Trinica Greer. She's your board of directors. Just awesome. Trinica's always been awesome. I just have to send a big thank you to her. And just I'm just looking forward to one day meeting you. And like I said, I'll be in touch. Like I said, we're bringing a signature event for 2014 for Domestic Violence Month in Atlanta to create the awareness. And you know, I think I really want Saving Promise to be a part of it.
I would love for us to be part of that. And I thank you for having me, Kalithia. And I would just encourage you and others to become a friend of promise and stay a friend of promise.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, thank you, LY, and our continued blessings to Saving Promise, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
All right. And there you guys have it, LY Marlowe, Saving Promise, Live, Thrive, Be Free, savingpromise.org. Get on over there, get involved, donate, read more more about this organization. Be free. On the website for those of you that are listening that may be in this situation, get on over there and understand more about it. Why has some great information that can assist you on there. Hotline numbers are on here also, so just definitely get on over to savingpromise.org for more information. Follow them on Twitter, savingpromise, at savingpromise. Also follow me at Kalithia. And be sure to get on over to BillGrowToEnjoy.com, subscribe as a free member, share this show, everyone. All of our shows are archived, BillGrowToEnjoy.com, become a member. Keyword is listen. You can download any of our shows going all the way back from when we started VGE Radio. But specifically this one definitely needs to go viral because this is a plague in our community. Definitely share this one. I thank each and every one of you for joining me today. Next show, back on Friday, Jiggy Jag, 3 p.m. Eastern. Very, very special guest you will have. Music and marketing, that's what he will be speaking of with Scott Ibex. Huge, huge popular guitarist in Kansas. Will be on the air speaking to you musicians on how you need to utilize marketing to build your brand, especially for you indie artists, because that's what music is all about. A lot of independent artists out there. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to my show today. As I always tell each and every one of you guys, be safe out there. And definitely, like I said, get on over to BillGrowToEnjoy.com and become a free member. But I appreciate all your support continuously. Join so you can keep in the loop of the many great things to come, because there's a lot of great things coming. SavingPromise.org. And as I always tell you guys, have a great rest of your week and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.